You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we get the latest on the Democratic National Convention from our Capitol Bureau Chief, Sean Johnson. He's in Philadelphia this week.
First, a lot of us sort ourselves into two categories, people who go with our gut and people who rely on reason and logic. Both are useful, but is one better than the other for reading people and their feelings? New research tries to answer that question.
Regan Gruring joins us now to discuss empathy, thought, and instinct. He's the Ben Jay and Joyce Rosenberg Professor of Human Development and Psychology at UW-Green Bay. He joins us from our WPR studios there. Regan, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
Well, what do we mean when we say empathy, when we're looking at it from a psychological perspective?
So from a nice basic level, when we talk about empathy, we're talking about, do I know how you're feeling? And I think what's fascinating is there are many of us who believe we are very empathetic. Oh, I'm so empathetic. But the interesting thing is, are we accurately empathetic or not? So you may think you're empathetic. You may think you can read somebody else's feelings, but you may not always be right. And that's what this new study does. Actually, it's a new paper with four studies that really nicely unpacks what exactly makes or predicts empathic accuracy.
Right. And part of what they did in these studies is try to tease out, do we do better when we just use our gut instinct versus when we think it through? I guess we observe a person and try to weigh what they're feeling, why that could be. What did they learn?
So the short answer is your intuition, as useful as it is in so many different situations, may not be the most useful tool we have for empathic accuracy. And I think that's a really key thing to hear where you go, wow, but I'm so intuitive. It may not be the best way. What's the key is systematic and deliberate thinking. And that's what they did here. And what's neat about this set of studies is they go beyond just correlation, where they just look at associations between factors, but they also manipulate how a person thinks. So, yeah, there was one of my favorite studies in the series is the last study where they actually made people play up their intuitive thinking, and they made another group of people play up their systematic, deliberate thinking. And lo and behold, when it came down to measuring empathic accuracy, those individuals who were thinking in a deliberate, systematic fashion were more empathically accurate.
So we can see the value of empathy just on a human level, trying to understand how people are feeling and maybe behaving accordingly to them. Also on a professional level, I suppose managers might want some empathy to figure out what their staff are doing. So is one of the takeaways here that we can train ourselves, we can become smarter and better when it comes to empathy?
I think here's where it gets a little tricky because the new research basically shows, yes, deliberate systematic thinking is important, but how exactly do you do it? What exactly should you be doing? And one of the takeaway messages is a reminder that very often we are driven by our stereotypes. We may have prejudices that are operating in a non-conscious way. And sometimes when we try to judge somebody, sometimes when we try to say, ooh, what are they feeling, without knowing it, we are actually relying on those stereotypes, relying on those prejudices. So that's where that intuition or gut feeling comes in. It feels like a gut feeling, but psychologically speaking, it's really a very automatic process. So I like thinking about gut and intuition as it's this automatic process. It's come from years of experience. It's come from many things that we've learned or done before. And when it comes time to make a decision, we make it automatically and quickly. Now, sometimes that can help. And there are definitely some situations where it's fine. But for the most part, the more deliberative, systematic thinking we can take part in, it's better. So the take home here is we have stereotypes. We have prejudices. Something that makes us less reliant or misled by those is slowing down and thinking systematically.
Well, wow, that leads to a big picture on empathy and other things, too. How can we be aware of our gut sort of instinct decisions? And when we need to question them, when we need to not go with that and think more deeply, how can we ingrain that self-questioning habit into our daily lives?
Well, and I think the bad news is, when do we need to think about it? Pretty much all the time. There are some
that sounds exhausting.
It does. And, you know, that's why psychologists and psychological science refers to human beings as cognitive misers very often. We take the shortcuts. And the great news is, most of the time, those shortcuts serve us very well. What I like to think about is, watch out for the times that you are tired watch out for the times that you are stressed. Because when we are tired and stressed, that's when that systematic thinking goes by the wayside and we're more likely to rely on knee-jerk reactions, which can often get us into trouble and hurt the feelings of others.
All right. And getting back to that empathy research, there's hope there. It sounds like you're saying that we can become more empathic, even if we feel we just weren't born that way.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, as I said, even intuition is based on experience. What systematic deliberate thinking is doing is actually paying more attention to specific items. For example, there's a range of studies that show when we can see somebody's eyes, we are more likely to be, our empathic accuracy goes up. So if I'm talking to somebody and I'm looking at their face, specifically the area around their eyes, I have a higher likelihood of being more empathically accurate. And again, that accurate is so key. You know, don't fool yourselves into thinking that you're empathic. Always go a step further and, you know, check with the person you're trying to read. Now, in the business situation, I think it's a great skill to have empathic accuracy because you know what your customer wants, you know what your client wants. It's superb for negotiations. Another favorite of mine is in Armenia where they actually have kids playing chess and watching the other players and their moves. They read emotions and they practice reading emotions and almost predicting the kind of chess moves that are going to be coming up. So I think that's it. Pay attention to your surroundings. Go beyond those automatic thoughts that pop into your head. Sometimes it's fine, but the more you can do to go beyond those, the better off you are.
Regan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot.
That's Regan Gurung. He's a professor of human development and psychology at UW Green Bay. By the way, you can read his blog post on some of the research we've been talking about it. We have a link for it up at the Central Time Facebook page, and let us know if you think you're particularly empathetic.